814, Galesburg's Morning News, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hitcher. It is Friday, heading into the weekend and heading into next week. It's cleanup days here in the city of Galesburg, and joining us to talk a little bit more about that is the associate planner for the city of Galesburg, Julie Main. Julie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in with us again. It's been a little while since we've talked, and this comes around every, what, twice a year, right?
Right, now,
yeah,
right.
So,
in the spring and the fall, it's next week. And then, you know, I get phone calls already for when there are the fall dates. It's going to be September 17th through 21st
The
fall dates.
So you're getting calls for that already?
Yeah, I get calls. I swear people plan their vacations on it. No, just kidding.
Or something. I don't know. Or it's like, okay, you're picking up somebody else's stuff, and you probably might be getting rid of that again in the fall, so I need to know when I can get rid of the stuff I picked up this time. I don't know. if that happens or not. So cleanup days, we used to call them kind of big trash days. And part of it is because, obviously, bigger items that you don't normally put out on your curb for them to collect, you can put out now.
Right. It's your oversized items, something over 50 pounds in weight and greater than 5 feet in length. Now, if you want to put something out like this week, you'd need a $19 oversized sticker. But twice a year, we have that opportunity for Galesburg residents to take advantage of putting out oversized items without the sticker. So next week is going to be an extremely busy week for waste management staff.
Yeah, that would be, because it's a hard gig anyway, but that week is really tough. But they do a great job of getting all the stuff cleaned up. And so,
yes.
I mean, so we're talking, you got, you know, the mattress you want to get rid of and you don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Don't just go throw it on the interstate or whatever, or
right.
the recliner or the couch, whatever the case may be.
Or your refrigerator you have held on in your garage, and you know, either tape the door close or remove the door for safety, you know, for large appliances like that. But yes, that is exactly right. It's an opportunity to get rid of your furniture and your appliances, clean out those attics, garages. I know my husband would love to have me do that more.
Well, you know.
But anyway, but
what's
no, it's
he doing
great
now? Why can't he do it? It's too cold for him to be planning yet. So,
oh goodness. But
there are things though. But and you can't confuse this with the waste things that can't go to the. To the county landfill. I mean, things like, you know, old paint and things.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that you can't put out.
And that's why I greatly appreciate you giving me this opportunity to talk about the things that you can't put out. The Knox County Landfill does not accept liquid waste. So we are fortunate we have a paint recycling program May through September at Walmart. But so, for example, you can't put out liquid paint, automotive batteries, propane tanks, and there's large amounts of demolition waste. It's not designed for you to take down your entire fence or take down your garage. I mean, it's not designed for that. It's for more household type items you want to get rid of. Large concrete chunks tear up the garbage trucks. We don't take large concrete chunks or large auto parts and motor oil. And the big one that they don't take at the curb that people seem to think they can put out is electronics. The state of Illinois bans certain electronics from landfills. And it's an easy way to remember. It's your television set, things that attach to your TV set, and then your computer, anything that attaches to your computer, like your printer. So those items cannot be placed at the curb, and people put them out every year for cleanup days. And I just really appreciate you letting me talk about that we are fortunate to have a electronics recycling here in Galesburg. A lot of places don't. And it's open 6 days a week, 10 to 2, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 10 on Saturday. So if you do have, you've got to get rid of your TV and your computer. And the state of Illinois is changing things up and having a clearinghouse and things, but we're hopeful that our program can remain intact. We work with Tri-County Collection Facility out of Macomb for electronics recycling, and they do a great job for us. And they also do the paint recycling. And I feel very fortunate that our area residents can get rid of their TVs and their computers the right way by taking it to the drop-off.
But, just not this week.
But, yeah, please don't put it out the curb. Thank you.
Associate planner for the city of Galesburg, Julie Main, joining us this morning. It's cleanup days next week. And, you know, some people are going to say, well, why? What's wrong with the electronics? Well, there are some things, especially with the computers and any modern TV that chips that have, like, cyanide and things in them that you don't want to get into the wastewater somehow or into the water system.
Exactly,
somehow.
And cathode ray tube. That's right. Why I'm saying if you have an opportunity and that you have these lying around, please take advantage. What we need. We have a wonderful program in conjunction with Waste Management and Tri-County Collection Facility to do the right thing. And it's easy. It's out at Waste Management's facility, 1360 South Henderson Street, 6 days a week. You know, I'm sorry if the hours may not work with everyone's schedules, but hopefully you could work around that. And the other thing, Tom, we have an issue with is yard waste. For some reason, people think they don't have to bundle your yard waste correctly, but they have to, you know, that is one thing. You still have to follow the rules. Has to be in a paper yard waste bag.
Those are really cheap, by the way.
Yes, they have come down in price. Yeah. Bundle less than 5 feet in length with twine or cord, something biodegradable, or an empty trash can, and you put like a YW on it with tape or whatever. So we have a curbside yard waste program, but you have to follow those rules. So
right.
It's not for oversized yard waste. We have an oversized brush drop-off for to help people get rid of their limbs and things, and that is currently open on the weekends. So, but on Fridays and Saturdays.
So cleanup days next week here in the city of Yale. We're the first of two that will happen this year. And there's probably somebody that said, well, I put my TV out last year. It was taken. Well, not by Waste Management. It was somebody else that probably thought they could fix it. So don't, again.
Right.
If you see somebody out there that's going through your stuff, you might want to ask them, say, hey, I have this old TV, old computer. Do you want this? And
right.
Let them grab it. But, yeah, don't put it out there, though.
Right. And we tell people to bag as much as possible, bundle as much as possible. Don't put loose trash out there. Please don't do that. And please, if, you know, if I hate it when you drive by and someone has made a mess of someone's neatly – they had everything out there nice and neat, and then all of a sudden it's just a big mess. You know, it's just not right.
Julie May, an associate planner for the city of Yalesburg, joining us this morning. Cleanup days next week. And, yeah, that's one of the things there. Yes, there is ordinances against going and picking, but
scavenging,
you know, the
right.
scavenging, the police are, they're not, you know, they're busy doing other
very
things
busy.
And so it happens, and we all know it, and that like you said, the biggest problem with it, impeding traffic, that's one thing. Yeah,
right.
You can get around, but I think the bigger issue has been, like you said, if you go and you want something and somebody's got, don't just dig through it and just scatter it all over the place.
Right.
Please either put it back the way it was or just get whatever you want off the top or what, just don't make it a mess for either the people that live there or for Waste Management.
Exactly. They have a really big job. In fact, they pick up like almost an entire month's worth of garbage in 1 week. And another thing is if it has to be out by 6 a.m. on your garbage day. And, you know, that's a big thing. I remember one gentleman being very upset. Well, it says cleanup week. And I'm sorry, we'd never get it picked up. It's just on your garbage day. It's not all week. It's just, and if you have problems of not knowing what your garbage day is, call me at 345-3614. Be glad to let you know when your garbage day is or answer any questions to try to help.
So technically, will actually start on Sunday or not till Monday? I didn't know when they start their collection.
They pick up on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah,
okay, so,
yeah.
So it'll start
9th through the 13th.
So if Monday is your normal day, have it out there by 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Anything you want out there. And again, if you don't know what your collection day is, which I would hope you know that.
Yes. Cause
you know, because otherwise you could be sitting out there for a week if you don't know how to put it out there this time. But yeah.
Most people do, but you'd be surprised. We get a lot, you know, and you know, new residents community or different things.
Right.
Or they're helping out a relative, you know, that type of thing. So
right.
I will get never a dull moment, City Hall.
Look and see when your neighbors put it out or ask your neighbors. But you can always call City Hall.
Oh,
and
you
ask.
Bet. And on our, and we have a website too that has some great information. So,
okay. So, cleanup days next week, the first of two, spring cleaning, I guess. So,
cleaning.
Your garage, your basement, whatever things you want to get rid of. And again, there are things you cannot, any liquid.
Right.
The old paint, the oil, whatever.
And tires. You can't put tires out. That's
so anything to do with an automobile, maybe a seat. If you pulled a seat out, I guess that's one thing. But anything mechanical or tires, those things don't go out. And you probably have better places, better things to do with those anyway.
And we have we know of places in town. We're very fortunate that have places in town that take the used motor oil, that take the tires. So, you know, we really try to help the people with their needs.
All right. So, again, starting next week, cleanup days, and you can find more information on the City of Yalesburg website as well. Julie, anything else going on that we need to know about?
Oh, there's always stuff going on. I recycling's going well. That is something I appreciate this opportunity to let people know that if you do move, please leave your recycling cart at your house. They're very expensive for Waste Management to purchase and have to deliver. So please, it belongs to Waste Management, the recycling carts. Things are getting lighter on the recycling. You know, have you noticed a lot of your items of garbage have gotten a lot lighter over the years?
And if you're moving out of town, the community you're moving to might not accept and use that same cart or bin, whatever that we use here in the city of Galesburg.
Right. They belong to waste management, yeah. And I really appreciate being able to tell people, please leave them there, because I get a lot of phone calls, not a ton, thank God, I did get enough phone calls to talk, about that. And we have a couple other cool programs, like hypodermic needle collection program, and working with the Knox County Health Department. We have a couple of programs that they help us out with. So if people need collection containers and proper disposal, waste management provides that through the Knox County Health Department, and also a prescription medication drop-off.
Okay.
So it's a way for people to get rid of their old pills. They're during their normal business hours, just put them in a baggie, and they will get them. The IEPA pays for the proper disposal of those items.
So, yeah, that's another. Don't throw that out in your garbage.
Right.
There's ways to properly get rid of them.
And then the Walmart paint drop-off will be May through September, third Saturday of the month, 8 to noon, in front of their garden center. And, like I said, we can answer any questions people have about that, but...
Yeah, who didn't paint like 16 years ago and there's that can with less than a quarter of the can in there that's been sitting there and it might be gelatinous now, but still, you don't put it out in the regular garbage. It's a way to get rid of it.
Right, so. Yeah, we're glad to have that program for residents,
Area
residents. And people, it's amazing how far they come from. It's, that I think we've had them from Kewaunee and different places, so it's a great draw, but the vast majority are Galesburg residents. And it's only residential. That's the other thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a residential program. These programs I was talking about, the needle collection, the prescription medication drop-off, and the paint drop-off, those are all just for the residents. It's not designed for businesses.
Okay. All right. So cleanup day starting on Monday goes all next week on your normal trash pickup day. So have that stuff out there early in the morning before 6 o'clock before they come around. And again, yeah, if you scavenge, okay, fine, but just please don't mess up somebody's yard. Just take what you want, put it back, the rest of it back the way it was, and no problems. If there's something you want, I'm sure whoever lives there is fine with it. Also, just so you don't mess up the yard.
Yes.
That. All right. No. All right. Well, very good. So again, coming up next week and all the other programs. And again, you can find out about all the programs, recycling and everything on the City of Galesburg website.
Great. And the address is ci.galesburg.il.us.
All right. Julie, thanks so much. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you very much for your time. Have a great weekend.